Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right then, this is the second podcast of the week. We've dealt with the international rugby. If you're downloading this and expecting us to be talking about international rugby, you've missed the one we've already released, so get online. Just find it in our feed. You know what you're doing. Anyway, let's go for this domestic podcast. Hands in, pod on three. 1, 2, 3.
Pod.
Hello, Egg Chasers. Thank you very much for downloading this, the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast, a podcast about rugby that doesn't take itself or the game too seriously, and this podcast focusing on all matters domestic. Autumn internationals are going on, and we love that. But we want to shed a bit of light and a bit of love for the Aviva Premiership. And there's also Anglo-Welsh Cup going on. It's the Welsh-only matches. But yeah, anyway. So mainly Aviva Premiership or Avicii Premiership.
Avicii Premiership.
Avicii. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Find us at Rugby Podcast on Twitter. Subscribe on iTunes and on Acast.
Very abrupt. Sorry. Nice mixing.
Have you thought about getting on the decks, JB?
On the dicks?
On the dicks. Get on the dicks, bro.
Dan Carter would not be happy with that mixing.
No, he wouldn't. Oh. I tell you what, I've never seen the Avicii Levels video before. It's quite entertaining. I recommend it.
Thanks, mate.
It's a game.
I'll tell you what video I did watch, actually, this weekend. I caught up on the France-Samoa highlights, which was just on YouTube. And instead of having commentary or anything else, there was some like...
Oh, I saw you listen to that. I was like, what were you doing?
Some jazz just playing in the background for the whole 12-minute extended
smooth,
highlights.
Smooth jazz. Yeah. There's worse things to watch rugby to, isn't there, than smooth jazz.
Nice.
Oh, boys, I forgot to sort something out for you.
What?
Well, I thought, whilst we do this, we could all enjoy a nice pistachio parfait, but I've not got them out the freezer.
Have you been making pistachio parfaits, Jay?
Oh,
kind
Jay.
Of for you guys, yeah. But we'll have to have them after the podcast now.
Yes,
are you actually going to take credit for those pistachio parfaits?
Well, who else made them? They didn't just appear in my freezer.
My lovely wife, Claire, made JB some pistachio parfait.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
We were all going to have a pistachio parfait and talk about the rugby like civilised gentlemen would.
How cultured would that be?
Very cultured. We'll do it afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what we can mention. Before we get into the Avicii Premiership, it's probably a good time to... I mean, you hear us talking about Cornerstone and some of the people that support us, but we just want to shed a little bit of light on something that we want to try and make a success and help them make a success. We really, really love, and we would highly recommend that you get on board with the Fantasy Rugby Draft. FantasyRugbyDraft.com. Can you explain this, JB? Because I know if you are into NFL, you'll know this already.
No, I'll tell you exactly how I explain it. Imagine you're in primary school, okay? For people like me, it's hard to imagine when you're back in primary school because you'll start to sob. But you're back in primary school and you're picking teams. That's exactly what you do.
Yes.
So we've got a league of 10 people and you all pick your team and you can't change up team unless you trade a player, which has all sorts of hilarious permutations when we are backstabbing each other and offering each other money.
Or when at the start of the season I sign Kirtley Beale.
Oh dear.
And you just hold on to him.
Yeah, I eventually let him go and signed Jack and focused on Jack Knoll.
Yeah.
And that worked out really well as well.
Maybe the biggest wig in all of our league is probably Emma Thurston, who does all the social media for the Aviva Premiership and loads of other bits and pieces. She probably doesn't do that. I probably made that up. But she held Matt Tumua.
Oh,
all pre-season.
Yeah.
Got to the Edinburgh game, Glasgow game, gets a yellow card, and now he's out for the season. Devastated.
Yeah, because he didn't even play in the Premiership.
Yeah.
Because he played two Champions Cup games, which had held him for 6-7 rounds. He plays two games, yellow card in the first one, but it's fine, he'll be back and fit and firing. And then what, Cruciate gone.
Yeah.
Unreal. So, yes, no one else can have Matt Tumua if you pick Matt Tumua, or Simon the Hammer Hammersley of Hammershire, who also got injured.
With Lord a knee Hammer. Injury.
Lord Hammer of Hammershire. Only one person can have that person. And in your group of 10 people, you and 9 mates, get them together. You do a draft, which is so exciting and interesting to do. And then that's what makes it so much better than like the fantasy Premier League you might play with the football and stuff, where everyone can have Aguero and it becomes meaningless. This is top dog. So fantasy rugby draft, get involved. And what we would ask you to do is put the word egg somewhere in your team name.
Yeah,
and
team name is the important one.
Team name is the important one. Get the word egg in your team name, and you could win a pretty special stash giveaway.
Yeah. Do you know, someone shouted Aguero at me today in the park.
Were you playing football?
No.
Brilliant control?
No.
Aguero?
Did you injure yourself?
No. I was walking my dog, Rudy, past some fishermen, and I shouted, Rudy! And he came back, and as he came back, the fisherman thought I said Rooney, so he almost shouted, Aguero! Aguero! Like, no, you've completely misunderstood the situation. I'm not a football fan.
Yeah.
Can you not tell? Yeah. Look at me.
Come on, guys.
How many dogs in Manchester do you think are called Rooney?
Rooney or Aguero.
Rooney. Sergio.
Fergie.
Fergie.
Oh, that's a good name for a dog.
Yeah. Fergie.
It's not bad at all, actually. Yeah. Little Scottish Terrier.
So anyway, fantasyrugbydraft.com. Get you and your mates together, and now's the perfect time to do it because the Premiership is back.
Yeah. Yes, and if you're struggling to find mates, drop us a line on Twitter at Rugby Podcast. Yeah. And we'll hook you up with some people who are looking.
Yeah, we can put you into a Facebook group, and then they sort of set stuff out. You'll work it out.
You'll be fine. Love it.
And as soon as you do it, you'll definitely do it next year, because I think our draft party next year is going to be pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so stressful. Yep. So much fun, so stressful.
Right, so before we get into the fixtures that are coming up in the Premiership, can we throw an amazing rumour on the rumour mill?
Yes, I've looked into this in detail, so yes.
Was this what you tweeted about last week?
It was my big news, but yes. I can't confirm it. Yes. And I didn't want to put it on Twitter in case. I don't know, really. I didn't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah. So I think, keep it informal.
I think it was a couple of months ago, and so we got to get ready for this, because this is going to fly around on the internet. It's going to be on the forums of the respective clubs. It's going to be on various rugby blogs, because we talked about this same player and a transfer rumour, and I brought that one to the table a few months ago.
You did?
And it went everywhere, the rumour that George Ford was going to Leicester. Now, I still believe that has some substance.
Well,
okay. However, the new news is, and the very, very big news if this comes off, JB, take it away.
Yeah, so as I understand it, I'm led to believe, and this sounds ridiculous, right, that George Ford will end up in the Northwest, coming back to his native Northwest, i.e. Sale. Now, this is not unfounded. This first came to my attention when a contact of mine mentioned that a friend of his could not sign at Sale because the money had already been allocated to a star player. A bit more digging, it turned out it might be or it might not be George Ford. Now, in rugby communities, this is scoffed at because Sale aren't seen as a top team. But they
finish. Hold on a minute. If you were England's first choice 10, wouldn't you want to go and play in front of? I'm just thinking. What would you think? I could go anywhere. So I want a packed house of a crowd.
Yep.
I want a team that can challenge for trophies.
Yep.
Obviously, Sale Sharks.
Yeah. So,
however, there are some logical ties with George Ford and the Northwest.
There are. So he's from Oldham. Yeah. You know, everyone in Oldham will tell you what lovely boys George and Joe are, and Jacob, for that matter. So there are actual, you know, roots here. George Ford's girlfriend apparently goes to MMU or Manchester Uni, one of the two.
Yeah.
On top of that, I'm pretty sure his old man will have links to the Sale coaching staff because they are of a rugby league heritage, i.e. Forshaw and Deeks. And last of all, he's not particularly happy at Bath, so I hear.
Well, we know. Well, he's going.
Yeah, we think he's going to go.
No, he is leaving.
So why might it be Sale? Why would it not be Leicester? Okay, so Leicester had him once upon a time. And then from there, they've now got into a situation where they simply will not have the salary cap room. Because George Ford will take up a huge amount of your salary cap and you're not allowed to put him as an excluded player.
Unless you're Bath.
unless you're Bath. Bath are the only people that can do it.
Yeah.
So he's going to go to a club who only spend, allegedly, £4 million. Salary cut being £6 million. They've got £2 million to pay George Ford.
Which is what I would just pick you up on, because if the reason that this contact's friend wasn't going to sale was because there wasn't the cap room, they've got £2 million to play with. So, it's not that Sale can't spend the salary cap. They don't have the money then,
well,
clearly.
Neil Thistle claimed that another player in the Premiership was going to be paid upwards of 600k. If you look at Curtly Beale, he's been paid 600k.
More than that.
750.
Yeah, 750 is the reported figure.
So if you look at those figures, right, and think, okay, George Ford needs to sign for more than that. He's going to have to be the Premiership's highest paid player.
Mike Haley needs a new contract.
Yes.
Sam James.
Yep. Yes.
And Addison's just got a new deal.
Yeah.
And if the
Paolo Adogwu.
And if there's more
Ross Harrison,
if there's more
Josh
money,
Beaumont.
They're going to be inflated wages. So they're going to have to be signing these guys on new wages. And even then, Sale will have just enough room to do this. Nobody else can do it. Leicester have got 400k plus ploughed into Manu, probably the same again into someone like Tamua. They've got two fly halves already. It's not possible.
World Cup winner JP Peterson doesn't come cheap.
Exactly. What about the front row?
Yeah, front row, all international front row.
They would have to start basically culling very valuable squad members to get him in. And is he going to be that much better than the incumbents?
And Sale have got new ownership. Mm-hmm. They've got increased TV money, so they can actually probably be getting closer to affording to be able to spend up to the salary cap.
Yeah,
it's an interesting rumor.
I can see the logic.
Yeah,
I can completely see the logic. I guess I just wouldn't understand why, with George Ford in the position he's in, why that would be his first choice.
Well, this is what you got to remember.
Feels like a step back.
No, it doesn't. And this is what you have to remember.
Well, it does to me.
Okay, well, this is how I feel, Tim. Phil. You've got to remember, as the salary cap stays the same, and, well, it's gone up, but when it stays the same and people get used to it and they start spending up to the cap, you're going to have to start making decisions. Who do you pay, and how is your team going to be built? So, in relation to George Ford, if he is worth the money, he's got to actually sign for a club who are going to pay him that amount, and you can't surround him by superstars. He's going to be like almost like an NFL quarterback, where the whole onus is on him to perform. You'll no longer have teams like the old Leicester teams who could afford everyone, because that's just not an option.
But then this would be my argument back at you. Is it all about money here? I understand the family argument, but I understand the family argument, but Manu Tuilagi could have got almost double money to go to Worcester, and he turned it down because he'd rather play at Leicester.
Because when he's playing, it's a higher standard. Yes. He's going to be playing in those Champions Cup games. He's going to be playing in the last four of the Avicii.
I mean, don't discount Worcester in all this, because they continually offer huge contracts. Mm. Whether they could afford it, I don't know. I doubt that would be the move. Yeah. I think Sale have got a real shot here, and I'm pretty sure they've already met with the agent.
We know he was at the Toulon match that his dad was wasn't the head coach. It was the day before his dad became head coach.
He was just lying in, getting all his ducks in a row for Dominguez walkout.
So if that was more than just him going to see his dad, but he was entertained by the Sale hierarchy, we understand, on that night, then it could have been a very, very big night for the Ford family in general.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is fascinating. So I completely understand that they could do it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he would. It feels like a bit of a step backwards, because he's not necessarily going to be guaranteeing those high-level games.
Yeah, but I just think this is going to be the way. I mean, it's going to be more about the player in the future rather than the team. I think you're going to see more big names go because the money just can't be there in those other clubs.
Mm.
Fascinating. So there you go. Rumour, George Ford to Sale Sharks. Watch that one bobble around the internet. There you go.
Pundit Arena, take it away.
Yeah. Pundit Arena, there you go. You can refer to... Oh, yeah, no, don't worry. No, don't worry, it doesn't matter. Anyway, any other stories from... Oh, yeah, can I just bring up one other little story as well? Was it World Rugby or was it the RFU that released this directive to referees? It was World Rugby, wasn't it?
Don't know.
The high tackle, basically to come down on anything remotely high.
I think it's World Rugby, yeah.
And one of the things. I mean, I was at the Anglo-Welsh Cup match between Harlequins and Exeter when Luamanu got a yellow card, which is upgraded to a 5-week ban for what I would describe tackling an opponent.
I've not seen it, so I can't give a judgment.
I have seen it. It was a high tackle. He did make contact with the head.
Because the guy ducked into him.
The guy, he did brace himself. Will Hool did brace himself. But that isn't a mitigating factor. You're allowed to duck into contact.
So you think So you think red card 5 weeks?
I feel 5 weeks is high. I do think it was a red card.
Oh my, no, we're here again. No, let the boys play.
Listen, I'm all for letting the boys play.
No.
But it was contact.
A hard tackle.
But it was rugby.
So for me,
I always go back to this. This is a coaching point for Luamanu. If he'd have done exactly the same, full force, full velocity, but 12 inches lower, no matter how low Will Hooley ducks, it doesn't matter because he hits him around the waist and it's still a very forceful tackle.
What if I'm doing a pick and go and I'm naturally low and I get cracked in the head with a forearm? Is that a high tackle? It is, isn't it?
Possibly.
Then I get knocked out.
Didn't it happen in the Wales game where Warburton got penalised for a high tackle when, like,
I think his
opponent just like dived at the floor? It's just it's a rugby incident. I just, oh man. I'm going to find the clip because I just want. I can't leave this as.
It definitely. The contact was with the head.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not think it was?
No.
Okay.
Well, I have got two stills of the incident here.
Oh yeah, of course you have.
Jay, can you tell me?
Oh no.
Can you tell me what part of the body comes into contact with what part of the body?
Why is Will Hooley in a fetal position?
Exactly.
I mean, that to me is bringing the game into disrepute. There's a 5-week ban there, but not the way that you think.
Yes. That's what you talk about. Will Hooley's got a duty of care for his own head. Yeah. He shouldn't be ducking his head into the...
No, I tend to agree with that, you know. Like, if the tackle on an upright man would hit, say, you know, below the chest, then if you've ducked that low, you know...
Well, if he hadn't have ducked, it would have been chest-neck area. Because he did duck, head-neck area.
I mean, look, yeah, I mean, we, you know, chest... A good chest tackle is cool to watch. I enjoy that a lot. But that is a danger then if someone ducks. If you're ducking that low...
Well, let's do what they've done in American pro rugby and have a little line on the jerseys and you must tackle below that line.
Is that what they've done?
Yeah.
Great idea. What a good idea.
It makes it clear.
Doesn't it just?
But this, I would have loved to see. So do you remember the Laws Police on hit a couple of years ago? It was a brilliant, legit hit where Laws was like a torpedo right at Plisson's waist. Mm-hmm. If Luamanu does that, it could be the hardest hit in the world, but it doesn't make contact with his head.
Bloody hard, though, isn't it?
We're playing rugby.
I mean, the reason it doesn't happen.
No, but playing rugby.
Have you read, like, I know you talk about empathy, Tim. Have you read the judgment on this? And Will Hooley, a week later, is still suffering from concussion symptoms and he's unable to play. So like, you talk about empathy. What about the empathy for the guy who's just been knocked unconscious and might have...
What I would do is focus on trying to make the game such that massive men are outdated by having the ball in play a lot
more. Banning
the knock-on, things like that.
Well, no.
Having no knock-on, so having the ball in play more so that guys like Matt Luamanu can't operate at the size they are on a rugby field.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not sure that's going to.
That's
stop
not.
This.
Yeah, that's not addressing this specific point.
What I would say on this specific point is, you're playing a really tough game. You're going to get
I completely agree. Just don't hit people in the head.
Just
tackle waist.
But it's not that easy, is it? No. I mean, like, if you're hitting, I think if you've ducked into it, we know what a high shot looks like. We know what a rugby league high shot. Both upright looks like that is 5 week ban red card. Let's have a look at this. Here you go. I will give you the judgment as seen by JB first here.
Wait, are you in sensible father mode or are you in excited teenage boy mode?
Look, let's look.
Oh, what's going on?
I have one mode.
LTBP.
Exactly. All I want is consistent Laws.
Yeah. Consistency, I think, is brilliant.
Here we go. Doesn't look.
That just looks like a rugby tackle to me.
Oh, it's really borderline, that.
That's a rugby tackle.
So here he comes. Sit down.
What a great hit.
No, it's too high.
It is.
Oh, it's too high.
Well, you're disagreeing with, with professionals. I was watching I was watching rugby tonight, and I'm with David Flatman.
I mean, look, look.
Rugby incident.
Look, Lil Monu's arm has come over the arm of Will Hooley.
Yeah.
So? And Will Hooley's shaped at this pass. He's not really ducking into it.
He does brace himself, which does lower his body position.
Yeah, very.
I'm fine with that.
I think actually it's completely the right decision.
What you think 5 weeks...
Bang! Sit!
He got a yellow card on the night, which I thought was harsh.
Yeah.
You think a yellow card's harsh?
Yeah, I would have just said play on.
No way.
Bloody hell.
No way.
You're a maniac, Tim. You're an absolute maniac.
Play on, let the boys play.
He's got shoulders to the face.
Yeah.
And he's not ducking. He's not ducking like I thought he'd be ducking.
Have a look again at Will Hooley.
Okay. He braces himself.
He moves his head down and into Lumonu's shoulder.
No,
he braces himself.
Lumonu's shoulder, right? Lumonu has basically lowered his body about an inch.
Yeah.
Right? He's unrolled his shoulder over the arm of the opposition player and hammered him in the face.
What about poor Will Hooley as well?
You guys are soft. I'm not saying I don't feel sorry for someone who gets injured.
Yeah, no, Will Hooley's the least of my concerns.
I feel sorry for John Hardy playing for Scotland with an ACL injury making a tackle. Oh, the Australian guy shouldn't have run over him when he tackled him because he hurt his leg. No. You don't judge the outcome, you judge the action. The action for me was fine. It was a rugby incident. I'm with David Flatman on that
one. I thought they did judge the outcome.
Consider the outcome in the severity of the sentencing, but it is the incident, and this was an illegal incident, and the one you're describing in the Scotland-Australia game was a legal incident, and there's a very clear distinction.
Yes, I accept that, but five weeks is absolutely bonkers.
The only mitigating factor to this, the only way I change my mind, is because Flats thinks it's okay. That's the only reason that I would change my mind. Other than that, it's an out-and-out red card in 5 weeks.
Yeah, I think five weeks may be slightly on the high side, but when you consider the outcome, and
look at the technique,
it's a coaching point.
Yeah,
if he flies in round the waist, he gets the outcome he wants, and he doesn't get a ban.
It's a risk because if Lumonu catches Hooley on the chest, he's a hero, but that's a risk that you take.
Yeah,
I can't believe how much you've changed. Oh, what a hit.
It's a great hit. Don't get me wrong.
It's a fantastic hit.
I'd be happy to watch it all day.
Yes.
Bang!
Woo! Sit down.
Golden brown, texture like sun.
All right, fine. We've gone back there. We haven't been there for a while, have we?
Yeah.
And I can't believe I'm the one... I can't believe I'm outnumbered every time.
Yeah, there's been a recurring theme recently.
It was a shin to the forehead.
Yes, it definitely wasn't a kick. Not a kick.
Keep rugby tough. It's a tough game.
I completely agree.
Tough game for men.
He did a crane kick, Tim.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
He did a crane kick into his face.
It's a tough game for men.
It is a tough game. That's why we need to adhere to consistent laws.
Consistency. That's exactly right.
Right, anyway,
well you can explain to Flats why you disagree with him so much.
No, if he says, and I'll just say that I've agreed with him.
I'd actually like to hear Flats's point on that because I've read through the decision. It's very clear. It aligns exactly with what I'm seeing on that footage.
Yeah. Oh, cool. All right, should we talk about some rugby?
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
So, Friday night, get your fantasy draft teams in before Friday night, and about 12. Midday panic when all the team sheets are announced on Friday. So we've got Friday night, Bath hosting Bristol. Bristol, who got their first win in the Anglo-Welsh Cup against Sale.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it really matters because...
Well,
Anglo-Welsh Cup is a different animal.
It is a different animal, but if you need a bit of confidence and you need to get back on the horse, so to speak, not a bad place to start.
So, it's better than not winning the Anglo-Welsh Cup, I'd give you that.
Yeah. So here is what's going to happen. Bristol are going to put in an almighty performance for the first 20 minutes and then get spanked.
Yes. Bath by 15?
20.
Yes.
Okay. Then we've got Worcester-Northampton.
Worcester-Northampton.
Worcester playing some nice rugby on their plastic pitch.
They are.
Northampton without King Louis.
Yeah. Give me Worcester.
Worcester without Big Ben.
Yes. Well,
they've had no Big Ben all year, though. Twice he's been playing, I think.
Yeah.
No, he's played a few games.
He's played a few, yeah.
And he's scored a try in pretty much every game. He's looked good.
He has missed a couple
he's
with concussion.
He's missed a lot.
He's when he's played, he's looked very good.
So, yes. I'm going to say Worcester for this.
I think Worcester have got a good chance. Yeah. Give me Worcester.
They're at home, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you know what? They don't really get affected because all their lads are quite young and they're playing well. So, yeah. Worcester.
Playing some nice rugby. There's still only won one game in the Premiership.
Yes,
but
that's true.
Northampton have won 3 from 7, so they're not doing particularly well themselves. Yeah,
not good enough.
Yeah,
give me Worcester.
Actually, do you know what? I'm going to go Worcester.
Yeah, give me Worcester.
Going with home teams. Again, talk about going with home teams. Newcastle, this is a good time to play Exeter.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mind you, who have they lost, Exeter? I mean,
Tom Francis.
Oh,
Tom Francis, they've lost from their bench / not in their matchday squad.
Yeah, travelling reserve.
Yeah, because Ben Moon is ahead of him. Harry Williams
Harry,
is ahead
Harry
of
Williams,
him.
Harry
Williams. Not a
Murray
problem.
Murray Lowe, the Australian guy.
Yeah.
So they're without their 3rd/4th/5th choice tight head. And Jack Noel, obviously.
Yeah.
I think Newcastle have won every home game in the Premiership, right?
Yeah.
3 from 3.
Have they?
At home.
They lost against Leicester, but they beat Gloucester away.
Oh, that's right.
So I think Exeter. I think they're going to pull something out of the hat here.
Yeah, that Exeter team spirit, playing on a nice pitch.
That break for the Anglo-Welsh Cup could not come at a better time for them.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. Give me Exeter.
Newcastle, home wins. Home wins across the board. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Then on Saturday, only one game on Saturday because of the internationals. We've got Gloucester hosting Wasps.
Oh, sorry. Can I just go back to the Exeter game?
Yes.
Do you think it's fair to say Exeter have got a little bit of a crisis?
They're 2 from 9 in all comps?
Yeah.
2 from 10.
Crisis? From 10. Is that a crisis?
It's not good.
Would you say that they're in a panic?
Where's this going?
Well, look, when I'm in a crisis, in a panic situation, there's only one player that I'd ever turn to. And Exeter have done the same thing.
Go on.
Their new signing.
Oh, yes. Well, you want a calm head, cool operator.
Someone like I forgot his bloody name now, the coach.
Someone like Rob Baxter.
Yeah, someone like Rob Baxter.
Cool under pressure.
But epitomised in a player. Who would that be?
A cool, calm head.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes to take his time, think about things.
Yeah.
Before making a decision, would never make an erratic decision.
No.
Ben Botica.
Wow. Ben Botica. No, Nico Matawalo.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Who else do you turn to in a crisis?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw that signing.
That really caught the troops.
I saw that signing.
It's like taking your blinkers off a horse during a fireworks display.
I saw that signing and I was like, God, if they are planning on developing Slade as a 10, the very last thing that he needs is to have Matawalu to completely mess up his confidence, mess up the ball he's getting, go on crazy breaks, knock on.
Exactly.
But score a 1 in 10 game score, an 80-metre try.
Hell of a signing. It kind of embodies Exeter's season so far.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, if you were in a crisis and if you were finding life really, really tough, maybe you would just want to kick back and crack open a nice beer and just relax.
How would I do that, Tim?
Well, do you know what? You could go to your supermarket and get one of those off-the-shelf ones that everyone has, or you could treat yourself to a subscription with Beer 52.
Wow.
And then get deliveries of premium, handcrafted and specially selected craft beers.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Our code rugby. How on, I got this right.
Rugby 10.
Rugby 20.
I thought it was rugby 10.
No, it's rugby. It's egg 10 at checkout or rugby. Shall I just check the code? Wait yeah, there.
You do that. I would imagine Rob Baxter might like a craft ale. He'd probably like a cider as well. But
yeah.
Sorry, boys. This is the worst read ever. But yeah, I can confirm it's Egg Chasers 10 and Rugby 10.
Egg Chasers 10.
Or Rugby 10.
Rugby 10. Perfect.
So Rugby 10 at checkout at Beer 52. Give it a go.
Yep, absolutely. I did. It was thoroughly delicious. And
you had mine as well. You had mine as well,
yeah,
didn't
you?
That's how delicious it was.
And I can guarantee no salty kiss. Not a single can of salty kiss.
Salty kiss gets more plugs than anything. I mean, the negative mentions.
Yeah. People text are saying, tweet are saying, the salty kiss here. I didn't try it.
And then there's other people that say, I was curious, so gave salty kiss a go. You're absolutely right. It's disgusting.
It's delicious.
Exactly.
So, Gloucester Wasps.
Yes, back to rugby.
Again, good time to get Wasps.
Not if you're Gloucester, give me Wasps.
Mind you, they've still got... Like Dan Robson isn't in the squad for the Autumn International, so he's not going to get a run out against...
Yeah. So that, who are they missing? They're missing Nathan Hughes.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Launchbury.
Yep. Haskell's out.
Yeah, Haskell's been out all season.
But they've still got that front row, which is pretty
decent.
Yeah,
right. They're missing Willie LaRue, he's not played.
Yeah.
They're missing Kirtley Beale, because he's injured.
Tommy Taylor will probably be involved against Fiji.
Possibly.
Because he was in the squad.
Elliot
Daly's out, yeah.
But, on the other hand, they do have Sippers, they do have Gopeth, they
Eastmond.
Do have Eastmond.
Eastmond, yeah.
They'll be all right.
They've got Christian Wade.
They might manage.
They've got Gaskell and...
A back line of Miles. Robson, Cipriani, Gopeth, Eastmond, Halai.
Yeah, they're going to be fine.
Wade,
Miller, Bassett, Wade, Bassett.
Miller.
And they'll be fine.
Although they've lost more players than... Gloucester have lost their captain.
Yeah.
And he makes them tick. He's about the only good thing in that entire team. So, I know Matt Scott. Has probably gone.
I don't think he has been called up.
That's amazing, because I think he's been one of the best centres in the Premiership.
Scotland have called up a fine Scottish name, Cornel Dupria, has been called up for their back row.
Wow, definitely sounds Scottish. So are we all going for Wasps?
I'm going for Wasps. Yeah. I can't see any. Even Gloucester at full strength, I don't think they're going to win this. What do Gloucester do? What do they do well?
Exactly. Not a lot this season.
Yeah.
Or last season. Next season, though.
Lose gallantly.
Oh, I think next season's going to be their year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Next year.
One or two more signings, and you know, Gloucester's year next year.
Yeah, bring a couple more guys in from the Pro 12.
Yes. Exactly right. Or Carl Ferns. That is a serious signing.
That is actually a very good
signing. Carl Ferns. A back row of Carl Ferns, Moriarty, and Ben Morgan. although Ben Morgan, do you think he might get moved on?
There is rumours that he might be moving somewhere else in the
Exeter with Kvesic. That would be an interesting move.
It's interesting signings. It doesn't feel like the last couple of seasons Exeter's signings, you've kind of said maybe they're not great, but then they've turned out to be brilliant. But then like the Devoto signings caused more problems than it's worth.
Yeah.
Dave Dennis hasn't really done much. Lockie Turner's done okay, but nothing special. So you just wonder, are these going to be great Exeter signings or just mediocre Exeter signings? If they happen, because it's all rumours.
Yes, all rumours, only rumours, obviously. Sunday.
Sunday, we've got Sale hosting Saracens, which you'll be working at. Is that right, Tim?
Yes, I'm working at that one.
Sale win. Hear me now, believe me later. This is on.
Now, this is the time you want to play Saracens.
Yeah.
Because they're missing...
They're missing Krutoji.
Eight or so players.
Or as Saracens themselves are now using our trademark phrase, prize-winning marrow.
I quite like Krutoji.
Krutoji's
good.
Like.
Krutoji's my favourite, yeah.
Yeah.
He won't be there. Billy won't be there. Maka won't be there.
Yeah.
Jamie George won't be there.
It is on.
Owen Farrell won't be there.
Yeah.
They might even give Lazowski, because he was with the...
Oh, yeah. He might be. He might not be available.
Sale are going to batter them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm going for a Sale win. Although, would Mike Haley get brought back in as well? Would Sale miss him?
Yeah, but they won't really miss him that much because he's only played two games for them.
True.
So, and they've shown that more than capable without him. They've got some great attacking talent.
Scott's just coming back. He might be a good one to pick up for fancy rugby draft.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but Sale are the best team with ball in hand in the Premiership. So, that combined with the absence of the Saracens players, Sale win, guaranteed.
I can tell you that both Lazowski and Haley have been retained in the...
So we'll both play 30, as Fiji.
Oh, yeah.
God, there'll be no...
No, they're just in the 33, the wider squad that's assembled ahead of the Fiji, so they've not announced the 25.
There'll be no Maitland, there'll be no Goode, there'll be no Wiles.
Yeah. Well, wow. Yeah, hell of a time to play him. So you're saying Sale...
Yeah, I'd have picked Sale.
Even if they're a full strength.
Sale have had a few guys coming back, like TJ Ioane's now back and fit. And
Rob, what's his name? Hooker.
Webber.
Rob Webber's not far off.
He's
Is McGinty.
He's always been a big lad, though.
That's what
he does. I tell you the best thing about Sale at the moment, which I really love about them, and they did against Toulon, to an amazing effect, is when they bring on their power units. So about 20 minutes before the game, and the opposition front row are knackered, on comes Helani Alika in the fridge. Oh, no thank you. You don't... You'll knock it on more because you're worried about knocking it on. Don't knock on. And then you add Rob Webber to that. Wow.
I think I'm going to go with a Sale win.
I'm going Saracens.
You're an idiot, Phil.
We'll see.
I'm trying to think who they've got left. They've still got, in their pack, still got Petrus, Schalkbritz,
Figolo. Yeah, Schalkbritz and Schalkberger.
Yes, that's true.
They've got Michael Rhodes, Jackson Ray. But we are talking more... There's more back, like...
Hamilton?
Second, first choices,
Hamilton, yeah.
Did you say Jackson Ray?
Yeah.
And then Ben Spencer.
Is Fraser okay?
Don't know who's going to play 10. Wigglesworth maybe will play 10.
Yeah, or Goode or Lazowski if they're not in the 23. Yeah.
Well, Goode and Lazowski, even if they're not, they won't be released, will they?
Goode, surely they'll play against Fiji.
You don't know. Just don't know. Mm. I would have thought he'd want to see some new combinations. But, I mean, he's got enough game tape of Goode and he's released him from all... He wasn't even in the match day 23 for any of the Australia games. The latter Six Nation games, he wasn't in the 23.
Is he the most talented player in the league? I suspect he is. Or does Ashton make everyone he plays with just look incredible? Because Ashton made... Foden was the best thing since sliced bread when he was playing with Ashton.
Well, the best thing since
toilet paper. Wrong pod, Tim. People are going to put
that
together.
Yes, that won't make any sense. That was Rugby Social from the last podcast.
Four days ago.
Yeah. 4 days ago.
Hell of a callback.
Four day
callback.
Anyway, listen to the last pod for the rest of the start of that joke. But anyway.
I'm going to go for Saracens. Anyway. Final game of the weekend, Leicester host Quins.
Leicester host Quins, Leicester.
Leicester aren't actually losing that many players.
Dan Cole,
but they've got...
Yeah, they've not going to bother them hugely.
No.
I hope some of them have gone.
Ben Youngs, again, they've got a couple of backups there, and Kitto and Harrison.
They've got Owen Williams and Burns.
Yeah,
they'll be fine.
Apart from their injured £1 million centre partnership in Tamura and Tuilagi. And they're losing JP Peterson as well.
And nobody is more affected by their players going than Quins. When they lose that core of Robshaw...
Kerr, Brown, Marler.
Yeah.
Sinclair, who's obviously not there.
It's going to be tough for Quins. So, it's going to be Leicester all day long.
Yeah, give me Leicester. Leicester definitely at Welford Road.
So, I'm going for 6 home wins.
Gloucester.
Gloucester will lose away.
Yeah.
At home, sorry.
What are the Irish teams doing this week? Nothing.
Week off.
That's sensible, isn't it? Rather than playing the bloody Anglo-Welsh.
Yes.
Anyway, that's that. Anyway, what a sour note to leave on the Anglo-Welsh. can I just have to make one more appeal? I know we make a lot of appeals and I ask our listeners to do lots of things, but one thing I really enjoyed you doing was going on Wikipedia and filling in the blanks.
Oh, yeah.
So someone did one for Simon Hammersley.
Lord Hammer of Hammershire.
If you want to do us on Wikipedia, feel free.
I'm spotting a link here. Someone did one, and then 2 days later, it was announced that Hammer had ruptured his crew shirt.
Uh-oh.
So it's like a Wikipedia voodoo doll.
It's like the Madden curse.
Yeah, go on.
The Madden cover star curse.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, don't do one for us, but do one for other players.
Or the Mercury Music Prize curse.
Yeah,
what's that mean?
It used to be for years when the person who won the Mercury Music Prize just dropped out of all, never did anything ever again in music.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There you go. They didn't die.
Another thing that you did definitely do brilliantly, as well as updating Wikipedia pages, and if we'll have to think of a player who doesn't have a Wikipedia page.
No, they've got to find them and then submit them to us.
Yes. But I know it's quite good because we said put in the Lord Hammer of Hammershire. That's what made it funny. Just
I like that. There was a couple
Wikipedia
of other
pages.
Little.
Does it not annoy you when you're going through Wikipedia and the player doesn't have a page and therefore you know nothing about him?
Yeah.
I mean, Wikipedia is my main source of rugby knowledge.
Well, I think also putting in false stuff about.
Don't like that.
About
don't
real
like that
people.
At all.
I like that though.
Oh, no, no. There should be another page just for that. I like that.
So just someone go in and put George Ford is signing for Sale Sharks.
He is, yeah.
For the 2017 season.
Can I just say as well, you and Phil, I imagine, are the polar opposite. I imagine Phil going through Wikipedia, correcting bad things. I imagine that's exactly what he does.
Yeah, I'm correcting Tim's deliberate mistakes.
Yeah.
Was it January he signed, or was it February?
Now, of course, no signings can happen until January the 1st, and no player has had a conversation with any club before, won't have a conversation with the club before January the 1st, obviously.
Definitely not.
We know that to be the case. Now, one thing we did last week, we did an end-of-pod stash tag of boiled egg squats, which came about because we were talking about bro science, where Phil, you were aware of who was this?
It's no one I know. It was through some bodybuilding stuff, bodybuilding website or something, that I heard this rumor.
Yeah, we've got a friend who's quite into like fitness and stuff, and some of the links he sends us to some of the pages
are ludicrous.
And so at the bottom,
idiotic.
At the bottom of a squat, eating
a boiled egg. Pop a boiled egg in at the bottom
to get the
squat.
Protein release, mate.
Yeah. Instant.
So using the hashtag boiled egg squat, we had loads of people, and we also had in amongst them a load of brilliant bro science.
Yeah, some ludicrous ones.
Yes, so I'm just going to go through some of them now. Those are all the defence ones we went through. There were some brilliant ones of those as well.
I've got some boiled egg squats right
here.
Oh,
yeah, go on.
So my two favourite were... Patrick Hall said, if you spin the weights before doing bench press, you get more gains because of the extra gravity.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Hashtag boiled egg squats.
Yep.
Daniel Cure, sausage and egg on a leg day, greens and rice on a shoulders day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
You've been doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
And Jack Davis, who said, my dad played with a butcher's son who drank a pint of pig's blood before games for the Iron.
Oh! That's disgusting.
It's truly revolting.
Revolting if true.
I think this one would be true if done for real, but James Weatherly, I think, was having a bit of a laugh. He said, shave with a Cornerstone razor whilst drinking craft lager from Beer 52 to raise testosterone levels.
That's a fact.
Bro science.
Yeah, that is a fact.
That's not bro science, mate.
That is real science. Hashtag real science.
And Stuart Dixon, during rehab, I decided the goal was a 150, I assume that's kg, bench, and the best way to get there was creatine serum between sets. Having anything between sets, like boiled eggs, whatever. Give up, man. Jeez, I bet in North Wales there's some
How Egg Chasers Rugby podcast between sets?
That I'm all for. Get the wireless headphones in and
exactly.
Do it during sets.
Tim, if you watch that Matt Luamanu disciplinary report in between sets, the rage, you could lift anything.
Yes.
There we go.
So if you want to have a look at some of them, just look at the hashtag boiled egg squat.
Yeah, we need to send someone some stash for that. So we'll get in contact with you when we've decided.
Oh, hold on. Cameron Cruiser said, a coach in South Africa made us warm up passing a brick instead of a ball to help us improve
that
handling.
Can't be true, can it?
That's dodgeball bro science. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
If you can substantiate that, I'll be very grateful. I'll be very impressed.
Robert Hirsch says, my new team swears by using cow udder cream to loosen off sore muscles. It actually works.
Cow udder cream. Oh, right. I just think milk. Yeah. I don't know. Stuff that you rub on cow's udders, presumably.
Oh, I don't know.
Neither do I.
I was thinking one of them was... Yeah, it must be that.
Because otherwise it's just milk.
Yeah. Well, no, because milk, like, in its raw form is quite creamy.
Okay.
Very much so.
But you'd describe that as like
milk
straight from the udder,
yeah,
rather than cow udder cream.
Yeah, cream de cow.
To keep your cow's udders supple.
Mm.
And then I will finish with a nice little bit of poetry from Harry Nye, who says, always train upper body on a Monday. After God's day of rest is the best time to build a Herculean chest.
Thank you.
It is Right. The gym I go to is International Chess Day on Mondays.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so can we wrap this up so I can...
So I just want to say this one more. Samuel Hoy, only eat one large meal a day because that's what lions do and they're buff. There we go. Leave it on that.
Perfect.
Let's wrap this up.
I actually did read something a while ago. Sorry to keep cutting you off, Jay. They were talking about the average lifespan. It might have been in The Economist. The average lifespan of a lion is actually lower than the antelope they hunt because they sleep for like 22 hours a day. Mm. They have a high-fat diet. And so they die of heart disease and heart problems.
What a way to go, though.
Yeah. Oh, hell of a way to
Eight, 10 women all at the same time, lying around sleeping all day.
Sleep and meat.
Eating red meat.
Yeah. Perfect.
Beautiful. Well, that's a beautiful way to end.
All right, well, shall we... Should we go?
Yeah. If you missed the international,
can we go?
If you missed the international, we've only been here for what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, that's
minutes,
it.
JV, on this podcast, it was recorded on a completely different day from the international podcast. But if you want to get the international podcast, we've already put that on our feed. Go and find it. Subscribe on iTunes, Acast, at Rugby Podcast on Twitter. Watch the rugby, love the rugby, and we'll see you next time.
Cool.
Done.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.